It's 12:37. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for the entire WILL severe weather coverage area. An advisory remains in effect until 6 p.m. for the following counties: Champaign, Coles, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Ford, Iroquois, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, and Vermilion. Snow will continue to fall across the Midwest today as an upper-level disturbance passes through the region. The snow will continue through this afternoon in some areas of the region, then taper off this evening. Storm accumulations will range from 3 to 5 inches, with higher amounts in some locations. A gusty west wind will develop behind this system that will lead to blowing and drifting snow tonight and into tomorrow, causing travel difficulties. The forecast for East Central Illinois from the National Weather Service: winter weather advisory until 6 p.m. This afternoon, occasional light snow, new snow accumulation of about an inch, the high 28. The wind light and from the north, becoming northwesterly from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance for light snow this evening, flurries after midnight, the low 18. There will be areas of blowing snow through the night. The wind will be out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered flurries and a high of 26. The wind from the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts to 25. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and cold, the low 10. The wind from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 22. Thursday night and Friday, mostly cloudy. Look for a low Thursday night in the low teens and a high Friday in the upper 20s. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a chance for more snow and the temperature holding steady in the low 20s. And the outlook for Saturday, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. At noon Central Time across Illinois and Indiana, northern and central locations reported light snow. Southern reporting stations had cloudy skies. Temperatures were in the 20s. At Chicago, 26 degrees at O'Hare Airport. Bloomington Normal reported 22. It was 24 at Danville, 28 at Effingham and Carbondale. South Bend checked in with 23. It was 25 at Lafayette and Indianapolis, 27 in Terre Haute. Evansville reported 28 degrees. At Willard Airport at the top of the hour, 25 degrees, the dew point 21. The wind out of the northwest at 8, giving us a wind chill index of 18. The relative humidity 86%, and the barometric pressure 30.02. and falling. At 12:40 Central Time, 26 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. The skies are cloudy. Well, the weather has made for a very busy day for the Illinois State Police. Before dawn today, troopers in Central Illinois responded to close to 70 calls for help involving vehicles in ditches along interstate highways. There were also more than a dozen crashes. Sergeant Bill Emery is a safety education officer for the State Police District 10, based in Pasotum. Sergeant Emery, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am well. So what's the condition of the highways in the region at the moment?
Well, the highways still remain slick in spots. Of course, with the blowing snow, roadways are beginning to ice up, even though IDOT has done an outstanding job on removing the snow off the road. So with the winds blowing, we're encouraging people to really slow down, not turn on their cruise control, because once you hit a black ice or a slick area, your cruise control will increase the speed of your vehicle, of course. And, of course, it'll just spin the wheels and you'll lose control of your vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like tonight, according to the Weather Service, things could be dicey once again because we'll have a gusty west wind developing, and that will lead to blowing and drifting snow, particularly in open areas. Are calls for help continuing to come in?
Yes, they are, but they are less than they were earlier this morning. Of course, with the busy morning hours of people going to work and coming from work, that's usually between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. That's when we have the most of the vehicles going into the ditch. But it has decreased right now. We're hoping that people take advice from myself and listening to you on slowing down.
Yeah, okay, so slow down. And what kind of advice do you have for us should we have a mishap? Should we slide off the road or find ourselves in an accident?
If you find that you are off the roadway, we're encouraging you to remain in your car, your truck. make sure that your tailpipe, you're able to leave your car running, turning it on and off for about 10 minutes at a time, and getting the warmth, making sure that your tailpipe is clear of any debris, any snow, any dirt. Make sure you have some sort of survival kit in your vehicle. We will get to you as soon as possible. What we'll do is, as troopers, we'll just drive down the road. When we see a vehicle in the ditch, we will stop, offer assistance. If nothing else, just the vehicle that is off in the road, no damage to the car or the truck, then we'll give you a couple of tow truck numbers to call. You make your own arrangements. As long as your car is running and you have a any sort of survival kit in your vehicle, that would be very helpful. But we're encouraging you to stay in your vehicle. We had an incident just last month of a young lady in the Douglas County, Coles County area that got out of her vehicle assisting someone else and was struck.
And what do you recommend we have in that survival kit?
In your survival kit, you can make it very simple. In each one of my cars, personal cars, I have just a backpack that has some sort of food, be it nuts for protein, water. You can buy those hand warmers. I have about 10 in each bag. Some sort of water. A lot of people think, well, there are probably plenty of snow out there, but, if you can't get out of your car to get to that, your windows don't roll down, you won't be able to get to it. So have a couple of water bottles in your car. You need to have a blanket. You need to have you can buy those space blankets, which will work very well. But I also encourage people, if you don't want to spend that extra money, you can buy several very heavy-duty dark trash bags. And by having those trash bags, they do the same thing as a space blanket. And with so, you put one on your feet, cut a hole in the top, put one over your head, and it keeps in your heat. Also, you want to have some matches. I suggest a candle. With a candle, it offers light and it also offers warmth for you. Make sure you have a flashlight. These things will add a lot of comfort for you if you have or off the roadways.
Yeah. A moment ago, you talked about the importance of staying with your vehicle, and I think we could also mention here that if we're in the midst of a storm, it's very easy to become disoriented, so you do want to stick with your vehicle.
Oh, most definitely. If the winds are blowing very heavy, do not even try to get out of your vehicle. There are times when we see people that have gone off the road and they're just right near the gas station. If that's the case, and if the winds are not really blowing very heavily and you can see the gas station, it is okay to walk to the gas station. Again, make sure that you're well off the roadway. In fact, not even on the shoulder area, but, if you can get off the road and go to the gas station.
Yeah.
Always carry a cell phone with you. Make sure your cell phone's is charged, and you also have a car charger.
Okay, and probably, to check on the weather before your departure.
Oh, most definitely. You hear so much about the bad weather, and yet we still get people that are going to work out, are going to just a friend's house. If the roads conditions are poor, stay home. That may be not correct to say, but I'm going to say it, stay home.
I believe motorists are required to have their headlights on when using windshield wipers in Illinois. Is there a requirement for headlights in inclement weather when the wipers are not in use?
There's no law that says you have to. I encourage people to do so. Whenever you can't see oncoming vehicles, make sure that you have your headlights on.
Any other things we can do to make it safer for all of us out there on the highway?
If you need to and you have to get out, because, we all have to, some tips you can use is, inform your family members or your friends the route you plan on traveling. Make sure that you slow down. and increase your following distance to the vehicle ahead of you. It's usually a 3-second following distance. Increase it to 5 to 8 seconds. Always wear your seatbelt and make sure that your children are in properly adjusted child seat restraint seats. Have your cell phone. Make sure it is fully charged. But with that said, avoid distractions such as talking on your cell phone. And, again, just carry that winter survival kit. Now, you want to carry the winter survival kit not in your trunk, but in your back seat, so you have easy access to it.
Okay. And finally, those 70 or so calls that you took this morning or in the overnight and the early morning hours for help for folks who had vehicles in ditches along interstates, have all those folks been taken care of now? Have they been pulled out by tow trucks?
Well, we're not towing too many vehicles out. Earlier this morning, we were not towing. I haven't checked the condition of the roads right now, but the weather earlier this morning, due to the ice on the road, we were not towing vehicles. We were just taking the people out of their vehicles and taking them to a safe location.
Okay, very good. And if we want to get a quick look at highway conditions online, can you give us a website?
Well, yes, there is a website, and that website is, I don't have that available right now. You can go to...
I think if you just search Illinois winter road conditions, you'll...
I believe that is correct.
You'll come up with what you need from the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, Department of Transportation has a website, and that is truly, truly the best way to go.
Yeah. Also, I have that bookmarked on my smartphone.
Oh, you know what? That is the greatest thing to have available to you.
Okay. Well, I hope that we're here in a calm period, and I hope the rest of the week looks good for all of us.
I am hoping so. Just make people aware that tonight the roads are going to get a little bit bad out there, so we're encouraging them to, again, to slow down. Give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination.
Sergeant Bill Emery, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Sergeant Bill Emery is a safety education officer for the Illinois State Police. He's based at District 10, which is headquartered at Pasotum. And again, a gusty west wind is going to develop behind this system that we've been experiencing over the last several hours, and that will lead to blowing and drifting snow tonight and into tomorrow, causing some travel difficulties. It's 10 minutes before 1 o'clock.
Every month,